Well, good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight? Now, it's pretty obvious that femons are entitled species. No matter what age they are, there's a double standard. Different rules for femons than there are for males. Men have to take accountability every day. So here's a femon on a mobility scooter. I believe this was down in Cornwall on the coast. And she was witnessed driving at seagulls, driving over them, and laughing as she did so, on her mobility scooter. Now, of course, if this was a male, and he was seen driving over seagulls on his mobility scooter, then there'd be an APB out. Probably helicopters would be deployed. The whole town probably would be closed off until they found him. But nobody started looking for this femon, because, as we know, there's different rules for femons. It's funny, because there was another story in the paper about an old man on a mobility scooter, and a seagull stole his hot dog. So the man was so angry, he threw what the hot dog was in at the seagull. And guess what? Because it was a male, he was fined for littering. So you see, as long as you're a femon, no matter what age, you can do loads of different things without any accountability. Then let's not forget, they want equality. Boy, I hope they do get it. Of course, I don't blame either of them. Seagulls have been a protected bird since 1981. You're not allowed to hurt them or kill them. The trouble is, they aren't seagulls anymore. They're born on top of roofs, and they breed profusely because of the food supply. They don't eat crabs or fish from the beach. No, they eat McDonald's or KFC. And they're becoming more and more aggressive. And because there's so many of them, it's almost a goddamn pandemic. And the council's so weak, it will not cull them. And I have visions of some little child losing their eye, or worse, before they do something. But if you're a femon, you can drive over them. But if you're a male, you can't even throw something at them. Seagulls are a menace in the town I live in. They're noisy, they're aggressive, and they're breeding all year round because of the food supply. They tear garbage bags all apart and spread it all over the street. They defecate all over cars. They're basically flying rats. Now, I have nothing against real seagulls, but you know, I haven't seen one for a very long time. What do you think, fellas? Let me know. Take it easy.